Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
This is Katina Makris on Limelight Radio. It's a wonderful day to visit with all of you once again. And our first guest today is John Donnelly, who is cycling across America with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance on a wonderful cause. It's called Bite Back for a Cure, promoting Lyme awareness and meeting with folks across the country discussing Lyme disease and helping this country wake up to the realization that we have a serious health issue at hand. Our second guest after John is Barbara Smith, and she is the author of a new book called Lyme Crazy, discussing the mental and emotional aspects of tick-borne illness. So a great show, and let's start off with John Donnelly. It's good to talk to you, John. Tell us where you are.
Hi, Katina. Thanks for having me again. Right now, I am in Montrose, Colorado.
So I yes, where's that? Tell us where that is.
So I was in southeastern Utah the last time we spoke, and then we headed west and went through Dolores, Colorado. We were in Telluride last night and the day before, and it's absolutely gorgeous there.
Oh, my gosh. I've only been out in the winter. It must be stunning now in the autumn.
It really is. Like, snow-capped mountains still, tons of evergreens. You can see the colors changing, and We really enjoyed it there. And now I'm in Montrose, and we're on our way to Gunnison today, and hopefully we'll get to Denver in 3 to 4 days.
My goodness. Well, this is a tough part of your journey. You've got a lot of mountain climbing.
Yeah, this is a lot of climbing. I think it's almost going to be entirely uphill. But it's kind of a gradual uphill, so it won't be too bad.
Thousands of feet of gradual uphill, right?
Yeah, so just slowly it will be eating away at my legs.
I was just going to say, how's your body holding up? Lyme warrior, how's that body holding up?
Pretty well. I don't know if I've just kind of adapted to the general soreness that I wake up with on most days, but my body feels really strong, and I think that also has to do with my form getting a lot cleaner on the bike, so I am slowly becoming a cyclist, I think.
Very cool. Are you really developing a whole skill set there?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, do you know about the wonderful homeopathic remedy Arnica Montana?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is a tip for all people that are doing any athletic endeavors, or even if you've just been out raking in the yard for hours and your muscles are sore. I'm a homeopath, as many know, and there's a homeopathic remedy called Arnica, which you can find in the health food store or even drugstores, and it comes in cream or lotion, and you can massage it on these aching muscles. And it's also mountain climbers and mountain goats eat the plant naturally. You can take the homeopathic pellets to help with soreness and exertion from muscle wear and tear. So something to think about.
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so tell us how it's been since we saw you last week. Have you visited or met any others with Lyme disease or families, or tell us how that's been?
Yeah, it's it wasn't okay. So we kind of camped out in Utah for a few hours, and we're just interviewing people about the disease just to get a consensus of, you know, what people think about Lyme disease. And it's interesting. Either people know almost nothing about the disease, or they are the next door neighbor of someone who's been suffering with it for many, many years. And that's what we found in Utah, and all of those videos will be coming out this week, and you can check that out on TDA's Facebook page, so Tick-Borne Disease Alliance on Facebook, and I think those will be really powerful. And then as we've gotten into Colorado, the guys actually stopped at a tent 2 days ago, and they were serving like beer and food, and turned out that this whole family knew people who had Lyme disease, and even their own kid had Lyme disease. So we have a video with them, and it's really moving stuff. And right now, as we head into Denver, I think we're going to be maybe staying with families who have the disease. So this is where it really gets personal as we head farther east.
Yes, and I do know... Colorado is actually quite stricken with Lyme disease from the emails I've gotten and people that I've talked to, that you're moving into an area now where there seems to be more infected ticks.
Mm-hmm. I think it makes sense just because of the type of lifestyle that a lot of people lead out here, very outdoorsy, and certainly a lot of risk involved in that.
Right, camping and hiking and out in the wilderness, which brings up a really good point that you and I are aware of, which is prevention. How do people be aware and take some prevention tips if they are outdoors and hiking and camping?
Absolutely. I'm like checking myself all the time throughout this ride. I guess the most obvious thing that you can do is tick checks, and that's just a thorough check of your body for these poppy seed-sized things, and they can be under your armpits, you know, behind your ears. They can be very savvy. So that is one step you should do, and that's especially important for young children who are out playing in the yard. Parents need to be aware of that. And then just the clothing that you wear. I'd recommend wearing light-colored clothing, tucking your pants into your socks so those ticks can't crawl up, and then apply some permethrin to your clothing. And then apply something else to your skin, maybe DEET. Is that something that you'd recommend? And then throw the clothes in the dryer afterwards. I think 30 minutes of clothes in the dryer is proven to kill ticks.
Right. The high heat kills them off right away. You're right. I tell people all the time, if you've been out gardening or hiking, as soon as you get in the house, strip down and put everything in the dryer 30 minutes on hot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's the widely agreed on time that it takes to kill a tick. So
The permethrin products, blessedly, I'm seeing them more and more in different kinds of stores, like, you know, hunting and fishing stores. And, you know, that's a chrysanthemum derivative for our listeners that seems to repel ticks even better than the DEET does.
Yeah, I think they do a really good job. I'm actually, I wear these socks that are made by Insect Shield.
Yes.
And those, so far, to the best of my knowledge, do a really good job of repelling ticks.
Yeah, Insect Shield is a company that makes clothing that's saturated with this permethrin, and I think it's good for up to something like 70 washings, or you've got a lot of wear out of the product.
Exactly.
Yeah. In fact, we should get Insect Shield on the show. They would be good to tell us more about what they're doing for tick prevention. Well, I imagine you're on the cycle, so you're on the roadways, but I bet, you know, you get off and walk around and this and that. You're probably being very alert.
Yeah, I am. Especially as we're out here, outdoors all the time, and I'm taking some shots next to landmarks that are in tall grass and brush, so I'm always checking myself.
Good. We want you to be extra safe, because those tall grasses make me nervous, don't they?
Yeah, I think there's different levels to which people are scared of ticks, but I'm definitely, you know, ever vigilant.
Ever vigilant. Well, I'm glad you're doing well on the journey, John, and it's such an important message you're carrying across the country, and it'll be really interesting now. As you said, you move through these high mountain areas and into Denver. You'll be interfacing with more families, and some really good communication and sharing will really take place.
Yeah, I think so. So, we're reaching a point in the trip where I think the social media and the videos are going to take on a really crucial role. So please check out those videos on Facebook, Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, and then on TBDA's website, tbdalliance.org. And also, as we move forward, I'm going to be answering questions through video. So you can tweet those at me, and that's at John Donnelly, hashtag Ask John. So
very cool.
I'm really excited about that.
That's great. So at John Donnelly, hashtag Ask John.
Yep, exactly.
Great. Yeah, people will want to be able to connect with you, and I'll put it up on Limelight Radio's Facebook page too. So if people forget, they can always look at Limelight Radio on Facebook or at Limelight Radio on Twitter as well, and we can share that information in your contact. Well, I'm very proud of you, John. Thank you for keeping us abreast of this journey. It's such an interesting adventure that you're on, and I'm glad your health is holding up and that the weather's been good to you.
Mm-hmm. So far, so good. We hit a little bit of snow, but I actually really enjoyed that. But thank you so much for having me on the show, and really look forward to speaking next week.
Oh, thank you. It's our pleasure to have you with us, John, and wonderful work that you and Tick-Borne Disease Alliance are doing, and we cheer you on, and thank you. We'll talk to you next week. I think you'll probably be, past Denver and heading out into the heartland, right?
Yep, exactly. Heading into Kansas, and then it's to Kansas City from there, and then GW a week before Thanksgiving, we hope.
Great. So next week we'll talk to you. We'll hear about how the journey through the mountains and Denver was, and good luck with it all, John. Keep up your beautiful work.
Thanks so much. Speak soon.
All right. Thank you. Everyone, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio. We're taking a station break, and we'll be back with Barbara Smith.
Morning, Mr. Radio. Morning, Little Cheerios. Morning, Sister Oreo. Did I tell you everything is fine?
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to
tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Guess what? The Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at LymeCenterMV.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, MV.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
Hi, this is Katina Macris, and we are on Limelight Radio, and I am really pleased to have as my guest today a wonderful woman, Barbara Smith, who received her BA from Boston University in 1975 with a degree in religion and philosophy, and her MSW in 1977 from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Barbara has a vast array of experience in acute care hospitals, hospice, outpatient mental and substance abuse settings. She currently is in private practice in Westport, Massachusetts at Integrative Psychotherapy Collaborative in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. In 1997, she purchased Sanctuary Retreat Center in Beelsville, Maryland, which she operated for 9 years, offering physical and spiritual respite in a peaceful rural setting. Barbara specializes in the treatment of trauma, addiction, coping with chronic illness, especially Lyme disease and invisible illnesses, and grief and loss. She utilizes the practice of mindfulness and non-judgmental exploration in the healing process. She's also passionately involved in medical advocacy and Lyme disease education, as a chronic Lyme survivor thriver herself. Currently, Barbara is writing a book entitled Lyme Crazy, Crazy Cat Ladies and Other Tales of Microbially Mediated Mental Illness, which is due out in the spring of 2014. So, Barbara Smith, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you, Katina. It's nice to talk to you.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you here. And this is a special show for me to offer to our public because you and I both know that Lyme disease, when it's not caught and treated early, can create all kinds of mental and emotional struggles.
Absolutely.
And you work with this daily in your practice, and I think it's really an important topic that we share with the public. So let's get talking about this important topic.
Okay.
So tell our listeners just what can happen, because some of them are brand new to Lyme disease and they just think of it, you know, as a tick bite with a rash and aches and pains. Tell us what happens when it moves its way along into the body and nervous system.
Sure. Well, what we know is that microbial infections of many kinds, both parasites, bacteria, viruses, are known to cause a large number of mental and emotional disorders. Lyme is certainly one of the major ones as the infection rates soar, but it certainly isn't the only one that exists. And Lyme often, as you know and your listeners know, exists with other co-infections which can wreak as much havoc. So we want to try to take a look at what are all these different things. And, of course, at this point in history, there are a lot more questions than there are answers, but there certainly is an emerging body of knowledge on this topic. And so some of the most common symptoms that may be caused or exacerbated on an emotional and mental level are depression. You often see much worsening cases of depression that don't respond well to medication. We see a lot of anxiety, and people who have, go ahead, panic or panic-like disorders, which are atypical for the average panic disorder. Most panic disorders usually pass within about 20 minutes. But people who have these infections in their brain often talk about panic disorders that will last all day, or they feel like a switch has gone off in their brain and they can't turn off the anxiety. It's the worst anxiety you can imagine.
Mm.
We also see a lot of obsessive compulsive disorder, either, again, developing sort of out of nowhere or really worsening. Bipolar disorder, all kinds of mood instability, again, that becomes much worse or comes out of nowhere. Violent behaviors. A lot of people talk about Lyme rage or Bartonella rage. There are a lot of violent and uncontrollable symptoms that can come up as a result of this, as well as some antisocial behaviors, people who start breaking the law, things that have never happened to them in their lives before.
Yeah, it's really very pronounced with some people, isn't it? That they can just, you know, be the normal person they are, and then these panic disorders. I mean, that happened to me with the illness, is that the panic disorder was extreme. You couldn't, you know, have any kind of control of it. I could be like watching a children's show.
Absolutely.
And this anxiety panic would just arise, and as you said, run, not 20 minutes, but for several hours.
Right, right. And often people will wake up out of a sound sleep with it. I mean, so it's not anything that's happening in the environment. It's something that's going on in the nervous system.
Yeah, so it's flying under the radar, I guess, for a lot of individuals in that they end up at their general physician's office or even sometimes at a social worker's office and think they're just in there with a traditional, anxiety type disorder, but it really could be microbial related, as you said.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, most mental health providers aren't very good at picking this kind of thing up. We're very good at looking at the psychosocial causes of the symptoms that arrive in our offices, but we're not as good, we're not really trained with the lens of looking at what's going on medically for people. And so we may hear of someone who all of a sudden becomes, you know, violent at home, and we're going to start looking at, well, what's happening at home? You know, let's take a look at what's going on at home. Whereas,
right.
You know, again, this could really just be related or worsened. It doesn't mean that there isn't something going on at home, but it can be worsened by these microbes in the brain.
Yeah, so, I mean, this brings up a big subject that I'm thinking immediately of is how do we get information into the mental health field about all of this?
Well, that's part of the reason that I'm writing the book, is that I think this is so important to get to people. And we can talk more about that later. There certainly is a lot of information about this. We have known certainly for many, many years that syphilis causes madness in people. They will become really very insane from the organism that causes spirochete, that causes syphilis. But we just haven't made the transition to recognize that other things in our environment and these emerging organisms that are happening all the time as a result of global climate change and other kinds of things are really at the bottom of much of what we're seeing. I worked with a psychiatrist many years ago in Washington, D.C., and he said he went spoke, he had a professor at Yale in the 60s who used to say that he felt much of mental illness could be treated with antibiotics. And that
wow.
was way, way ahead of his time.
That's yeah. amazing, back in the 1960s. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, no one was listening to him, but you know, he was seeing it and offering that up.
Yeah. So, down where you are in literally your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
you live in a really big prime Lyme disease area down there in
Absolutely.
Southern Rhode Island, Southern Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And do you think there's greater awareness about the correlation to the emotional and mental side of this, or is it just still pretty naive?
I think that what people are seeing is a lot of people who are suffering. You know, people are coming in not only to doctor's offices with all these weird and bizarre symptoms and conditions and but they come into mental health offices as well. And usually they've been pretty banged around by the medical community because they just don't seem to be any answers to what's happening. So I think what we're getting a front row seat to see is the suffering that's happening, but not as much awareness. I think particularly in Massachusetts, this part of neck of the woods, we are still way, way behind in terms of recognizing these things and offering treatment for it. I have
yeah.
a lot of patients who are going into the Boston hospitals and having, you know, just hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of tests done and are told at the end of that time, well, the good news is you don't have any of these things wrong with you, so why don't you go see a psychiatrist? And the
right.
psychiatrists, of course, are saying, we don't know what it is. So, no, I wouldn't say that we, even in this highly Lyme endemic area, that we are really very far ahead at all. I think we've got a
yeah.
long, long way to go.
A long, long way to go. And it's true, because I can recall, and people that know my story, it was 5 years of in and out of doctors, hospitals, et cetera, till I got a diagnosis. And I met many, many others, too, that are brushed off with, oh, it's depression, oh, you know, you have too much stress, you're not handling your workload, and the organisms really are at play. Even with children, it's very common, isn't it, with children and teenagers?
Absolutely, absolutely, and these children are affected so greatly. I think one of the places that people are picking it up is in the school systems, which is interesting. They're seeing, again, these very atypical behaviors and you know, they're starting just little by little. I keep getting words from various colleagues that they'll bring up Lyme disease as a possible causative factor to be evaluated.
That's great.
That's some good news, yeah.
That's the good news, is at least with the young ones, we're getting a little bit of early recognition that, you know, Lyme can be at play. I mean, and you know, it's interesting because statistically we're seeing so much more attention deficit disorders and all of these kinds of things with our youngsters, and it does make you suspicious, hey, could these microbes be a cause here?
Right, and I think it's not only attention deficit, you know, you're seeing a lack of motivation, some impaired judgment, a lot of times school phobia or social phobia. I think we see a lot of that in this area. People who just don't want to go out anymore, they're just not well, and they get really frightened of the world. I mean, it's, you know, it really does impair your ability to perceive the world around you when
yeah.
you've been dealing with a chronic infection. It doesn't, you don't see things clearly.
That's very, very interesting, Barbara, because I'm thinking of two cases that I know of dear friends who have children with school phobia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very interesting topic right there. So
mm-hmm.
listen, it's time for us to take a station break. Please stay with us, listeners. We've got a great show here with Barbara Smith. This is Limelight Radio. We'll be back shortly.
to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and we have with us Barbara Smith, and we are discussing Lyme disease and the emotional and mental status that it can create in individuals and what an epidemic we are experiencing. So, Barbara, let's continue our talk here. This is really important stuff. So many people are concerned about Lyme disease, and a lot of people are not aware that it moves into this emotional and mental sphere rather quickly in some cases.
Absolutely.
Can you elaborate on some of the symptoms that would help someone maybe differentiate that, oh gosh, you know, well, maybe I'm just anxious because, you know, I've got so much on my plate between work and kids and family and responsibilities versus the kind of symptoms that these organisms can induce?
Sure. I think there are some real distinct differences, both for people to keep an eye out for in themselves and their family members, but also for mental health providers. And one of the biggest ones, I would say, is that there's somehow a very sudden onset of different symptoms. you know, again, chronic stress is going to play a role, certainly, in our overall wellness and in the formation of disease. But when you see a really sudden onset of symptoms, that's a real clue, or a sudden change in behavior, especially in children or in adults. I mean, you know, I've heard many, many stories about adults who take on these very bizarre behaviors that are not at all in keeping with their typical patterns. People who describe a light or sound sensitivity along with their issues, or atypical symptoms like we talked about before that last all day and can't be turned off. Again, a typical panic reaction would only last about 20 minutes, but when you're just highly anxious for long periods of time, that's a very real symptom, a very real clue. Another is, and this happens a lot, and there's very little in the literature about it, but I see it all the time, is people who come in and describe very bizarre visual or bodily sensations. It's almost stranger than science fiction, and a lot of times they're almost embarrassed to tell you about it because they think you're going to assume they're crazy.
Yeah, so give us a couple examples of those that you've heard.
Well, people experience a sensation of things being stuck through their brain or white lights or light flashes that go through their brain. I've had people tell me that it feels like there are bugs crawling in their head or that there are worms in their eyeballs. And, you know, again, you tell this to an average mental health provider who doesn't know anything about this thing, and they're going to be taking their notes and saying,
right,
okay. But in fact, you know, these are very possibly sensations that are created by these organisms.
Yeah, it's true. I've heard people say to me, I actually could see, like, in when I close my eyes, I see these little bug-like, you know, visions in my, you know, in behind my eyelids.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think people have all kinds of very much like seizure-like things that go on, or what we call in mental health fugue-like states where you almost space out for a period of time and then come back into it when there's no history of severe trauma or anything of that nature. When you see these things start showing up, you've got to say, well, what's going on? What would cause this kind of thing to come on suddenly? Some of the other things to look for are fever or flushing. I have a number of people who describe just all of a sudden becoming extraordinarily hot and red in the face. And often that's relieved by putting ice somewhere on the back of the neck or on the head. Again, a really good clue that this isn't your average depressive symptom.
Right.
And often you see the symptoms are cyclical. You'll see people go along for a period of time and they're doing fine, and then all of a sudden they melt down into this whole cascade of symptoms. So I think those are really the big clues at this point that I've come up with that I think really we need to be pointing a finger to really investigating more in terms of the role of infection.
Yes, and do you feel, Barbara, that some of these symptoms that we've just highlighted, that actually if they did get a Lyme disease test done at one of the high-quality labs, that these people will test positive, or are some of them not even testing positive there?
Most are not testing positive here. Or even if they are testing positive, again, they're being given a course of antibiotics and then told, well, you know, it can't possibly be, still be Lyme. And again, I just really want to point out that this isn't just about Lyme. Borrelia is certainly a major factor in this, but there are other organisms that cause these problems. Bartonella is significant, and parasites play a huge role. And we're seeing, and that's why we'll talk a little bit about the book. I talk about crazy cat ladies. There's a whole syndrome about this that really they're finding is probably related to parasites. Mm-hmm. And so Lyme is critical. They can get tested. You know, as we all know, the testing is not very accurate, but there are these other emerging organisms that you can test for Bartonella. The tests that are typically done for Bartonella, there are two that are typically done, but we know at this point, and that's changing all the time, there are over 30 different strains of Bartonella that are, you know, so we're not testing for a full range. So it's
right.
Very hard to get adequate testing.
Adequate testing. And for someone that's new to our show, let's tell them what Bartonella is, because you and I know what it is. But Bartonella
sure.
is an organism that the ticks carry along with the Borrelia burgdorferi, and it used to be commonly called, if I'm correct, didn't they call it cat scratch fever?
Yeah, that's one strain of Bartonella, Bartonella henslei. But there are, again, as I said, many other emerging strains as we speak. And so Bartonella is what they call a stealth bacteria, in that it can go undetected in the body for many, many years. And it is it evades the immune system and often creates ways, as most organisms in the body do, to survive that are resistant to antibiotics and some of the other treatments that are used. So it's Bartonella is actually not as difficult to eradicate as Lyme, and can in many cases be very successfully treated, and people can get very real relief for some of these things rather than having this lifelong sentence of test, you know, ongoing testing in doctor's offices and emergency rooms and trial and error symptom management.
Oh, my gosh.
We see people get better. They
That's
absolutely
fantastic.
Get better. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And Bartonella is treated with a pharmaceutical drug, right?
Yes, it can be. It can also be treated very effectively with herbs. So either one, is good. But, you know, there are treatments out there. That's the important thing for people to know.
Yeah, right, that there is relief. And that if you or your child, I mean, I think of these teenagers in particular that, you know, show up with rage issues, or all of a sudden, as you said, they've started with school phobia or OCD. I mean, sometimes we try to brush it off as, oh, it's just teenager angst, or they're rebellious, or, you know, they're having issues with their parents, which, you know, some of it could be, you know, part of the
yep.
equation. But
absolutely.
But considering that ticks are multiplying at beyond historically normal levels, and these organisms are traveling all around the country on board birds and rodents who are, you know, tramping all over our neighborhoods, we can get infected.
Absolutely, but it's not just ticks. You know, I mean, I just finished reading a book about Bartonella by Stephen Buhner, and the testing that's being done on other flying insects in this part of the woods. We have horse flies, you know, green-headed flies. We also have deer flies, which are apparently loaded with Bartonella. There's quite a bit of evidence now that mosquitoes can transmit this. But one of the things that I think about a lot, especially with children, is the head lice issue. By both head lice and body lice, more so body lice apparently, but head lice, you know, may be setting up a very low-grade infection in children's brains.
Wow.
You know, that may go undetected for a long time. And then there's, of course, the whole cat scratch or bite by a cat that's infected.
Mm-hmm.
And dog saliva can be a carrier of these things, as well as feces of various animals and birds. So
wow. So our very own pets can
yep.
be carriers. And then, of course, being outdoors, which we all love, we have to watch out for all the insects now.
Yeah.
It definitely brings up the topic of the whole, insect repellent, et cetera, that we wear and want to be protective about. So, Barbara, stay with us. We need to take another station break. This is Limelight Radio. And listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more information.
Call called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did. An advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris, and welcome back to Limelight Radio with Barbara Smith today, talking about Lyme disease and mental emotional consequences. So, Barbara, I think we're all on red alert now that we have to be very alert that these tick-borne organisms can create a host of emotional states that are very, very disturbing and disquieting and actually terrifying for some of us.
Absolutely.
And I remember myself having been administered a couple of different antidepressants, thinking, oh, well, see if that will pull me out of, you know, this dark black hole I was in. Plus, I had this roaring anxiety that would never stop, and I got way worse. In fact, we had to take me to the ER on one of the medications.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's fairly typical, and we see that a lot, that people either have no response to the medication, or they have a hypersensitivity to the medication, or they may have an opposite reaction to the medication. So, again, the organisms really mess with our typical pathways, and we just really, it's kind of a wild card to see how people do on these medications. I know I read or heard at one point that, you know, Dietrich Klinghardt said, you know, once you introduce psychotropic medications into the mix, it can complicate things. So
yeah.
One of the things I wanted to ask of your listeners is I would really love to hear from people about their experiences with medications, anti-anxieties, antidepressants, other psychotropic medications, to hear how people do. Again, I have my own experience. I'm talking with other people as I'm writing this book about it. But I would really love to hear firsthand from people what their experience has been with these medications, whether they find them helpful, whether they find them making the situation worse, or sort of where people are at.
Yeah, you'd like some feedback. And
I would. That's great. I mean, I think that it, I'm sure we have a lot of people could volunteer to give you information at that level, because so many have been administered different psychotropic medications. So what would you like them to do, Barbara? Would you like them to send you an email, or what would be the best way?
Yeah, an email would be great. The best way to reach me, I just set up a email address. It's called infection.inthebrain@gmail.com, and that's really the best way to get to me
help
about
participate
this
with
issue.
You.
Yes.
So infection.inthebrain@gmail.com, right?
Yes, thanks.
And that's for people that want to participate with Barbara and give her some feedback as she's writing Lyme Crazy. So tell us a little bit more about Lyme Crazy, because, well, first of all, a fabulous title and invaluable topic. But tell us where you are with this great book.
I hope to have it ready by the spring. I actually came up with the term Lyme Crazy, although I think a lot of people use that term. But I was sitting in with a client about a year ago, and we were talking about his depressive symptoms and some of the other symptoms he had, difficulties with focusing, and we talked about the town, and he said, yeah, you know, there are a lot of people in this town who are Lyme crazy, and that just resonated for me. And as I've spoken to various people about that, they just sort of look at me and go, yeah, we know what you're talking about. Lyme crazy is right. So I just thought that was a really very good and descriptive resonant term to be using in this. And then, of course, they're identifying this thing called crazy cat ladies. There's actually a crazy cat lady syndrome of people who are hoarding, compulsive hoarders with OCD symptoms. And again, they seem to be taking that back to parasitic infections that come from having a lot of cats and handling cat feces and that
oh my
kind
gosh.
Of thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember exactly growing up. There was a woman who lived in this old farmhouse down the road from us. This was on Long Island. And she must have had like 17 or 18 cats.
Yeah.
And she hoarded everything. And yeah. I mean, it was this kind of, and my father, who was such a gentleman and always like the compassionate sort, like once a month or so we'd go grocery shopping and he'd just on his own bring her groceries out of the goodness of his heart. And she was like this, you know, almost, in my mind as a child, like, you know, almost like a witch-like lady, you know?
Yeah, very frightening. Yeah, very, very advanced state of mental illness that may, in fact, have its roots in microbes in the brain.
Well,
really opens up all kinds of treatment possibilities.
I was just going to say, my gosh,
yeah.
What relief there could be if
absolutely.
You can get on antibiotic therapy or herbal therapy to straighten all of this out, get rid of these bugs. It makes me think of some other cultures of the world. You get into the tropical regions, over to the Philippines, et cetera, where they're very used to parasitic infections.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you get bitten by a tsetse fly, you've got parasites in your brain in a couple of hours. You know, but we don't think of that in this country. We don't think of these tropical diseases in this country. And yet we've got to kind of get over the ew factor, what I call the ew factor, and just really take a look at the fact that this is creating a lot of the suffering and a lot of these complex, bizarre medical things that are showing up both in our doctor's offices and in our mental health offices.
Yeah, it's very true. I do know another friend on Long Island who said, oh, yeah, thank God, our GP, he's from Malaysia, and the minute anyone gets bitten by a tick, he doesn't think twice. We're right away,
right.
You know, on antiparasiticals or antimicrobials because they're used to it from their tropical environment
right.
over there.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so you're right. It opens up a whole new level of thinking for us here in the United States, no matter where we are, New England, the South, the Pacific Northwest, you know, everywhere, the Ohio River Valley, everywhere is getting infected now. I think only the dry regions of the desert are like the safest.
Sure, but there are other things in the dry regions of the desert. You know what I mean? The microbes are everywhere. As
they're
I say
everywhere.
To people all the time, the bugs are winning.
Oh, my God.
But I really hope with this book to make this information more accessible to people. I think part of the problem is as I start to describe this to some of my sicker clients, they're not going to sit down in front of a computer and look at some of the wonderful work that's being done by Robert Bransfield and people around the world who are just the great gurus and, you know, are really pulling together this emerging body of information. They're not going to sit down and do this research, and they're certainly not going to sit down and read these journal articles because their brains are all screwed
right.
up. So I'm hoping to make this much more accessible both to the mental health professionals but also particularly to all of these suffering individuals who don't
yes.
have access to this information.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much for writing Lyme Crazy. We're going to all look forward to it next spring when it comes out. And all those people that want to help participate with Barbara, again, that email address, could you tell it to us?
Sure. infection.inthebrain@gmail.com.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful episode of Limelight Radio today. We've learned a lot with you, Barbara. I think this is such an important aspect of tick-borne illness. I know so many people suffering at this level. It's beyond just the physical aches and pains and the weakness and the fatigue. The emotional and mental ramifications are very real. So thank you for joining us and sharing this knowledge with our audience. And hopefully this will go into podcasts and get shared all around the world because this is important.
Thank you so much, Katina.
You're welcome. And thank you, listeners. Join us every week Wednesdays at Limelight Radio.
I don't know what's up there.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Guess what? The Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at LymeCenterMV.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, MV.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.